Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Let's Talk About It. You are listening to the 1092nd episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. I am Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, and sitting alongside with me, I got Janice, Sister Janice, me, my papa, me, my husband, and Pastor Tyleen Toy, Chapter Chappy, Chappy, Visionary, next to me. These are my sisters, Janice and Tyleen.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Sister, I'm
praise the Lord.
I apologize. Praise Pastor Tyleen Toy, Chappy, Chap. I don't even know how.
I can't with you in all these names.
Come on, Chappy, Chap.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord, everybody. As always, we just welcome you to the kingdom. If this is the first time at Purpose Kingdom, you know, it's going down in the PK. So tell your friends to tell more friends to tell all their friends to tell more friends that if we can get it together, it only takes a spark to get a... Oh, I'm sorry. But we definitely encourage you, if you are out there listening and you would like to join in live tonight, the number to dial in is 319-527-6091. Or 323-870-4174. Pressing 1 is going to cue in the key to let us know that you are ready to speak. Well, and for all of those that are already here, ladies, Happy New Year! Are you ready
Happy
to talk
New
about
Year.
It? That's what I'm
yeah,
saying, right?
Happy New Year.
I told him you got to do it for the first 30-some days because you don't see people all the time. You see people in cycles. But I see y'all all night, mm-hmm. every night. Cause we do this thing at Purpose Kingdom Network every night. So if you just out here listening, trust me when I tell you www.blogtalkradio.com/ Purpose Kingdom will get you into a lot of archives of some really good meat. Like, you know, food, something to chew on, something to eat, something to be, you know, nourished. But, you know, we'll just talk about it. Like, you know, that's how I be looking at it. Because I know that when I have nothing else and I feel like I need a sermon or a church right now and the church is closed, I always can go to PKN. I always do that. And that's never not one time has failed me yet.
Amen.
So, which one of you is going to tell the enemy, besides the fact that I'm telling him right now, not right now, today, but who's going to cover the mind this night, this evening?
I don't let everybody speak up at once.
I really was going to say it, but, you know, I was thinking, okay, maybe the line is muted.
Okay, here we go. No, we bless, we thank God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father God, it is once more and again that we, your handmaid servants, we come humbly yet boldly before the throne of glory. We come, Father God, first and foremost to say thank you. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you have done for us thus far to get us to this point in your day where we can gather together as one and touch and agree on your word, Father. We come to say thank you. We come to say thank you for every time throughout the day that you have made the tricks of the enemy, the stumbling blocks, the mountains, the foes, and the arrows fall by the wayside, we come to say thank you. We say thank you for each and every time that you made a way out of no way. We just say thank you. We say thank you for every time that you used the foolish to baffle the wise. We say thank you this evening, Father. If we had 1,000 tongues, we could not thank you enough. If you chose to never do anything else for us, you have already done oh so much. So we come to say thank you this evening, Father. Then, Father, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you said where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing in your word, there you will be in the midst. You said wherever we release on earth, you would release in heaven, and whatever we bound on earth, you would bound in heaven, Father. You said in your word that life and death lies in the power of our tongues, Father. You said that through the power of the Holy Ghost, that in the name of Jesus, we could demand demons to flee, that in the name of Jesus, we could call the dead back to life, that in the name of Jesus, we could cause the mute to speak, that in the name of Jesus, we could give sight to the blind. You said in your word that in the name of Jesus, we could make the withered straight. You said that in the name of Jesus, we could restore the brokenhearted. You said that in the name of Jesus, we could become new creations. So, Father, we stand this evening calling on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We stand this evening, Father God, calling on the name of Jesus, standing in the gap this evening in the power of the Holy Spirit, Father, to release the power of God unto the nations in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that household situations are going to turn around right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the sick will be healed right now, God. Hallelujah, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God, that the dead shall rise in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God, that the bounds of the enemy right now shall be broken. Chains are falling off right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. Deliverance is taking place right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that the enemy will be held to bay long enough, God, that some lost soul can come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. It is in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah, God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ain't nothing like it. Nothing like it. If you're out there and you're just joining us, you are listening to the 1,092nd episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. And this is Let's Talk About It. And what we are going to do at the table is we gonna talk about it. So, ladies, let's talk about it. Are y'all ready?
I'm ready.
Matter of fact, we do need to talk about it, and let's do honor first, because today we celebrated Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Day. They call this the Day of Service, right? And I want to give a shout out to the workers.
because there was a lot of workers that showed up, went to work, did what they did, and they still were, you know what I mean? But shout out to them, first and foremost. Now, Dr. King, I was going to say, well, I ain't going to say, that would be pop-up that I would be asking about if I was asking about what it was like when Dr. King was, well, what did he say to you, pop-up? Like, I'm sorry. But no, on a real serious, serious note, just about being equal and being together and being united and being standing together in unity. That is something that we still can be able to do. It's just different because we're caught up in all of the wrong things. So if you like peel the banana all the way down, you know, you peel all of it away, then you get to the real grit of it. And then you know and see that it's standing on God. Like that was what MLK Day is all about. That's what Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King was all about. Jesus. You know, living like seeing it, it was injustice. It was not right, so you speak up on it. It was the same thing that we've been doing at the table, right, y'all? We've seen it, it's not right, we speak up on it. This happened. What did you say? Like, right.
Amen.
So I just, before we begin, because there's a lot of things that, even right now, still to this day, it is 2020, right? And we can have a time that was a time that is something that happened that's called history, right? His story. Remember, everybody used to always say, his story. Well, his story is the one that's told. Did y'all get it? Like, his story is his story if you tell it. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't tell the story, then he'll never know. They won't know anything about whoever you're talking about because he don't even come with a story. You right. Understand? It's like the uncle your uncle that's been locked up for 30 years. Everybody in the generations that have been around, like the kids will know him, and they might be younger, but they know him from the conversations that they hear the other people have about him. You know what I mean? Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how dark, I believe that's what King was all about, like Christ. So if we look at it like that, there's major, major work to be done, but it's a real simple, 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 simple fix. I'm sorry, that's just how I feel about, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his service day and what they do with the world. Because I never seen him scrub no floors and do all the stuff that they be having you do on Martin Luther King Day. But these are my views and not any of the views of anyone else. Or Purpose
well,
Kingdom
you know
Network.
What?
I'm
going to join in with you on that one only because I was holding a conversation with an elder today when I went to visit with my grandmother. And they actually marched with Dr. King. And they had made a similar statement to what you're saying right now. And everyone sort of chuckled at what they said. But it's funny that you're saying that because what they said was, you know, if y'all want to honor him, pull your pants up. If y'all want to honor him, stop shooting each other in the street.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all want to honor him, go out and vote. Use some of the things that he gave his life to fight for you to have the right to do and use it to your advantage, not to your disadvantage.
Right.
He said, if y'all want to honor him by finally stop judging one another by the color of their skin instead of by the character or their integrity. So I have to say that I sort of agree with you that although, yes, it's very nice. It's very nice that everybody gets together and packs food for the homeless and the hungry. But to be real honest, if you want to impress me, do that every day. Or do that on your free Saturdays on a regular basis, and then maybe we can really take a bite out of hunger instead of just once a year. Like, if you really want to impress me, show up at the rec centers and the schools and the neighborhoods and clean your blocks and all of that on a regular basis, then that might impress me. But if you truly want me to think that your heart has been touched, I'm with what my eldest said this afternoon. Stop shooting each other in the street. Pull your pants up. Girls, pull your skirts down a little. Stop trying to dress our boys to look like men. To look like girls.
Amen.
Stop trying to dress our girls to look like boys.
Amen.
Or toys.
Amen. I'm with you.
Go back to teaching some morals.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to teaching little girls their worth.
Mm-hmm.
And stop judging
and you know what
because
it is?
Of the color of my skin.
That's right. Because actually, skin really doesn't have anything to do with it.
And
it's funny because
part.
You say it about the judging. Get deep.
I'm sorry, because I was going to say, here's the deeper part. Not only do we judge one another based on the color of our skin, but we also judge one another based on where we live, what we have. So it's bad enough that you have to fight off the prejudged conceptions of other races towards yourself and your own preconceptions and judgments of other races. Now you also have to fight off the judgments on, do I have on the right pair of shoes? Do I have on the right shirt? Do I have on the right coat? Do I fit in with the Joneses? Do I look like I have money, although I have none? Am I driving the right car, although I have nowhere to live? You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
We talk about King. And I'm not just going to stop with King. We talk about people like King. We talk about people like Malcolm X. But to be real honest, as we sit and say we're honoring them, if they were to walk the streets of your neighborhoods today, no matter where you may live at, what neighborhood you may be in, how pleased would they be with the sacrifices that they made, especially being that they sacrificed their life?
Speaking of sacrifice, you are listening to the 1029th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. We are out here building God's kingdom. And when I try to tell you that tonight you're listening and let's talk about it. And basically, if you're just joining us, tell more people that you are here to put, everybody, because you need to hear this. Why? Because we need to be the catalyst of the next new wave. We are the people that's going to start this thing off. Put it that way. We've been starting it. We got conversations going, and at the end of the day, we need you to talk about it, because if God is the center, that means
Amen.
That everybody's lips will be speaking of God. Not acting like they can't say this or they can't say that, and acting like they really know what they really doing. But the problem is nobody is speaking up and saying what it is that they need to say when they need to be saying it. Now, the reason why I say it like that is because there was a 15-year-old girl in Kentucky that had a birthday party, right? And the birthday party, the birthday cake is very festive. It's got a whole lot of colors on it. And it's got a big 15 at the top. And she's got a white sweater on with a rainbow going from her right wrist all the way up and then down to her left wrist. It's a really nice shirt. It almost looks like Hands Across America. If you would know what I'm talking about. But It's not an offensive shirt. It's not offensive. I'm not offended by it. It's not like boobs out and all that kind of stuff, whatever. So this young lady went to school the next Monday to find out that she was expelled. No questions asked, like no appeal, no anything. She was just expelled indefinitely. And the headline said was Christian school expels teen for rainbow sweater and birthday cake that violate Christian values. And that's when I said, then you kicked her out. I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with her. I'm trying to figure out what's wrong. That's the best way I've ever seen the rainbow look. It looked like exactly what it's supposed to be, a gift from God. Like, that's exactly what it looked like. That is the epitome of what it should look like in a rainbow in 2020. Because obviously, all my take it backs, nobody was really paying attention to it. But now we obviously have a situation, because if a Christian school claiming to be a Christian school with Christian values, they should have applauded the rainbow as if it was definitely not of offense to be expelled. So I figured we should have a real conversation about it, because, you know, we already know what I say about the rainbow. Chat, because I don't want to do it like that, because, you know me, I just say it real quick. Because if I'd have gave it to you, this is how I feel about you right now. I destroyed Earth. I made it do what it do because it didn't like it. I didn't like it. I made it rain. Everything was ruined. Everything was destroyed. You know what I mean? Jesus help me, Lord. But the covenant of the rainbow in the sky is it oxymoronic? That now it's the same very thing that parades the rainbow around?
No.
Which is why this girl got expelled? Help me, somebody. Like,
Dennis, I'm going to let you go first. I'm going to let you go first, then I'm going to jump in.
I don't get it, you know. I don't get it, especially as being Christian and knowing the representation of the rainbow and living for Christ, you know. But, you know, people can take things and put it in their own way, you know, and make it manifested into what they want to manifest it into, you know. It's just like going and telling your kid to, go tell daddy, I said, put me some ice cream in a bowl, and the kid go and tell his dad, mommy said, can you put some ice cream in a cup so that she can have some ice cream, you know. So just basically like changing the story around, you know. So I just don't get it being a Christian, you know.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm in agreement with both of you ladies. Let me start right there. I'm in agreement with both of you ladies. So what I'm going to do first is speak on my first problem. And my first problem is that this is a so-called Christian school. And it doesn't surprise me that this was done, because y'all often hear me say, if you have to figure out which bucket to drop me in when you're doing, you know, categorizing, do not put me in the Christian bucket. Put me in the believer's bucket. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. And the reason I say that, because yes, all believers are Christians, but all Christians aren't believers. And this is a prime example of what I'm saying when I say that all Christians aren't believers. Because one, if what they are saying was to be true, and that this young lady did something that went against the Christian teachings and values, the Word of God tells us to hate the sin and love the sinner. And what they're doing is they are hating the sinner. That's number one. Number two, if they have her in a place where the Word of God could be implanted and the seed planted within them, why would you push her away if that's what you think is going on? That doesn't mean that you browbeat her with it, but you just plant the Word of God and allow the Holy Spirit to work. Because for everybody at that school that made the decision to expel this young girl for nothing other than wearing a rainbow shirt, I'm going to get to the craziness of it in a second, but for no other reason than just wearing a rainbow shirt and having a rainbow-colored cake, which, and to be real honest, the cake don't even look like a rainbow. It looks like a colored dress, like the bottom frilly part of a dress. That's what it really looks like. You expelled her and said it went against Christian teachings. I wonder how many hidden, unspoken sins that only you and God knows about goes against his teaching. Starting with the one about thou shall not judge. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
But now,
okay,
let's go to the next part. As believers in Christ, I'm not even going to say as Christians, as believers in Jesus Christ, we believe the Word of God to be true. So maybe the problem is no one brought up to this school that they should read Genesis chapter 9 and find out what God said about a rainbow.
Amen, amen, amen.
Okay, so since they don't know, I'm going to read it for them, and then maybe we can tag some of the administrators who decided that a rainbow belongs to the LGBTQUVWXYZ community. And I'm not saying that to be funny. I'm saying it that way to say, I don't care who you identify yourself with, no man is greater than God. And just because man has decided to allow them to reveal a covenant symbol of God, it does not take away what that symbol really is and who we as believers are supposed to stand on its meaning. So, Genesis chapter 9, and y'all know me, I'm always coming from the Message version because I want you to hear it plain and simple. And I'm going to be starting at, like, verse 8. It says, "Then," and this is after the flood, and God done brought everybody out the ark, and now he's speaking with Noah and his sons. And he said, "I'm setting up my covenant with you, including your children who will come after you, along with everything alive around you, birds, farm animals, wild animals that come out of the ship with you. I'm setting up my covenant with you that never again will everything living be destroyed by flood waters. No, never again will a flood destroy the earth." God continues, "This is the sign." Now peep this, y'all. "This is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and everything living around you and everyone living after you. I'm putting my rainbow," let's be clear who it belongs to. He said, "I'm putting my rainbow in the cloud, a sign of the covenant between me and the earth." He said, "It's my rainbow." So y'all, mankind can say y'all have given it to anybody you want to.
But anybody who says they are a school, a church, a sanctuary, a place of worship that will put a child out because they simply had on a shirt that was a rainbow, y'all were supposed to stand and praise God that they were standing
Amen.
On the foundation of what God said belonged to him. His rainbow, showing an everlasting covenant.
Amen.
Now, if you're out there,
here go the deep
part.
Y'all expelled that baby before y'all even gave her a hearing, a trial, an explanation. Hell, they
didn't
even let Jesus talk. Y'all let Jesus talk before you crucified him. Y'all won't even let her speak. Ain't nobody even ask her a question.
Yep.
But we so
it came from a social media post on the weekend. And then the decision was made by Monday. Like, so they didn't even make the decision by Wednesday. And they had to come to school and, you know what I mean?
Jeez. So whoever it is that is upset because for whatever reason you see the favor of God on this child and the favor of God on her is outshining what you see on your child, y'all got together on the phone and decided to kick her out. Guess what? The favor still ain't going to shine like that on the child you wanted to. Because God's favor ain't fair. He give it to
Amen.
Who he choose to give it to when he choose to give it. And all y'all really did was make it sweet for her. Because I pray her family listening. If your family
Amen.
Y'all listening, and I will stand anywhere and say, yes, I said this. Y'all need to get you a lawyer in SUE. Don't talk to them people. Let your lawyer talk to them people. And S-U-E. It's called Sue. Now, somebody out there going, listen to her. She just telling them to take advantage. No, I'm not. You don't know what way God got your blessing coming. You better
Amen.
Go in and take it while you got it. You better call you a Johnny Cochran law firm or something. I don't know who to call, but call somebody because you got a case right there. And no, I'm not a professional telling you that. I'm just a citizen of the United States of America who know a little bit of the law and know the power of God. Y'all better call a lawyer. I'm just saying.
I know I've been looking for you. I'm fine with it.
There you go, teaching them. You're teaching. That's
and
right.
I wish I was a lawyer, because if I was a lawyer, I'd be calling you.
That's what I'm saying. I need to find me a lawyer. I need to find me a lawyer.
Because, see, the lawyer gets a percentage of the loss. I'd be calling up, talking about, hey, let me talk to y'all for a minute.
Yeah. What you doing? Because I got something in it for you. But there's an injustice going on. And when you deal with injustices, just like Dr. King, just like Christ, listen, y'all, this rainbow, the covenant, the seal for generations and generations, and then he says that I will not destroy the earth by water, by rain. But then you watch all of the news and all of the fires. Sometimes they don't even know how the fire started. They just know that they can't put the fire out. And then they try everything, and it's still burning. And then we watch the news reports, like, you know, they got wildfires going on. You know, the news report's not going to tell you that, you know, this is almost the end, and everything is burning to hell because the people of this nation have gone crazy. You know, now they're in flames. They would never say it like that. But when you look at the rainbow, it really just signifies, like Toy said, rain. I won't do it this way, but I will maybe do it another way. And maybe it's about giving you the actual choice. Look, maybe it's actually giving you the choice to know who I am, to want to know who I am, giving you the choice to actually make the decision and say, you know what? For God I'll live and for God I'll die.
That's
why? Because they say only what you do for Christ will last. Only what you do for Christ. And then it's funny because you can say only what you do for Christ will last, and then you tell it to somebody that does nothing for Christ but got a whole lot of money. They wouldn't even be able to understand what you're talking about. You never wish harm on people, but people that have it all the way like that, they don't even they can't appreciate what that means. To be the underdog sometimes looks just like Christ. I love it. I love it.
What do you have to understand?
To walk with me and talk with me, I love it.
That you have to understand, that's because Christ in the flesh to man appeared to be the underdog.
Yes.
He appeared to be the underdog. So when you really are walking with Christ, you will appear to be the underdog most
mm-hmm.
of the time. Now, just because you appear to be the underdog, that does not mean you're the underdog. Like, understand,
right.
He appeared to be the underdog. He appeared to be the underdog all the way to the cross. He appeared to be the underdog when they was beating him. He appeared to be the underdog when they were spitting on him. He appeared to be the underdog when they were mocking him and questioning him. He appeared to be the underdog all the way up to him carrying the cross up Golgotha's hill. He appeared to look like he was the underdog when he was hanging there dying. He truly looked like he was the underdog when he was like, Father, it is finished. Into your hands I commend my spirit. And he dropped his head. All through that,
Jesus.
He looked like the underdog. He looked like the underdog, man. If he didn't look like the underdog for all of that, he truly looked like the underdog when Joseph bought the tomb for him, said he can borrow this tomb, and they wound his body up in that burial cloth and laid him in the tomb and sealed it with the rock. He truly looked like he was the underdog. Satan was rejoicing. Death was rejoicing. The high priest was rejoicing. Excuse the way I'm going to say it, but I'm going to say it the way they were saying it. We got that nigga now. They thought they had him. He appeared to be the underdog. But 3 days and three nights later, he bust grave wide open. He bust hell wide open. He shook death off like it was nothing but a rag. He stood firm and said, I got all power in heaven and earth and under earth in my hand. I have the keys to death, hell, in the grave in my hand. So it's okay. We appear to be the underdog. The three Hebrew boys look like the underdogs all the way to the furnace. They look like the underdog, bound up, tied up. They look like the underdog when Nebuchadnezzar was like, yo, turn that joint up hotter because I'm going to make sure they burn. They look like the underdog when the guards was taking them to the furnace and then dead. The king had the furnace up so high, the guards died before the boys got to the furnace. Them boys look like the underdog as they jumped by themselves, bound up to the furnace. They look like the underdogs when they jumped in the furnace till somebody heard a noise coming from the furnace and realized that what they thought was screams was actually praise. It's okay to look like the underdog.
Like the underdog.
Matter of fact, when you look like the underdog, that's when you should start rejoicing.
Rejoice. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes.
Now, I'm not saying that today we ain't going to have nothing.
If God can do to you, then here's what you got to do. Rejoice. Throw your hands in the air and say it like that. Rejoice. If God's been good to you, then here's what you ought to do. Rejoice.
You got to.
Rejoice.
I'm gonna say again. And it's funny that we end up talking about rejoicing and praising God, because this morning, the morning walk, our morning walk in God's word was talking about giving God praise and praising God. And at the end of the day, one of the things that we spoke about was how my grandfather and my uncle used to teach when I was a little girl that if you wanted to come out of a situation, they would always say your raise out of the situation is in your praise. In order to get to the R-A-I-S-E, you got to put a P in front of it, and you got to praise your way out. And then people going to be looking at you like, I don't understand why they still standing. I don't understand why they not crazy. I don't understand how they holding their head up. I mean, look at them. Their kids is disrespectful. Their job, they don't have a job no more. They living like this, or they live in that neighborhood, or they don't have new clothes, or they don't have name brand this, or whatever it is that society say we supposed to have. That we not skinny enough, or fat enough, or thick enough, or big enough, or muscular enough. We not loud enough, or rowdy enough, or thuggish enough. Whatever it is that they say that we not. Thank you, God. Here goes the deal. Stop trying to be a fit in the world. You will always be a misfit in the world if you are a believer in Christ. You will never fit in the world. We are misfits in the world because we are perfect fits in Christ. That's why he said, although we are in this world, that we are not to be of this world.
Right.
He said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes. Amen. Wow.
I don't even know who all that was for, because that's not even where we're supposed to be going today, y'all. I'm sorry.
But it was
I'm sorry.
Somebody, because somebody needs to, it touched in a lot of different areas. So I know anybody that heard it, it was for them. You're listening to it right now in the moment where you need it. Because even if you don't know anything, if you just know how to say his name and understand the name, I'm not going to do that because this world gets caught up in the name. I need you to understand what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Isa, Jesus, how God on earth is who and what you need to know. If you don't have that relationship, you don't know why it happened. It's not luck. It's not happenstance. Things don't happen like that. Like, you're just lucky. No. You give it what it is and you call it what it is. If it was the spirit that told you to go, if you felt it in your stomach and it made you want to go another way, that is what that is called. That is what that is if you don't know what the feeling is. Because, see, right now, especially in 2020, it gets scary because, like, Chappie is, the way Chappie breaks down scripture and reads the Bible, like, you hear the Bible, and it's awesome that you're hearing it because you're learning how to use your imagination. So that means you can see it in your mind. But when she's talking and you can hear the words, like, literally come off to the page and become it, it's like the best Bible study type. You know what I mean? To just make you want to go in and find out more. Because the truth of the matter is the rainbow thing is so serious. Because if that is happening and that's the Christian so-called school, that means that not only has it become to the point where they're not saying it, like saying anything about it. My thing is, when we gonna stop it?
Yeah, and you know what? It's like really a shame because I wouldn't want my kid in this school in all reality, because if you damning this person, this child, for wearing a rainbow shirt or having a rainbow cake, then what are you teaching them about Christ? What are you teaching them in the Bible? You know, because
what are you teaching them about the love of Christ?
Well, about the love of Christ, you know, because rainbow is in the Bible. And this here rainbow that they just took over, that this, the other, I can't even say some of the names because I didn't even know about a rainbow. And guess what? I was in love with rainbows. I wore rainbow this and rainbow that and hung rainbows up in the car,
and stuff like that. Somebody see a
and
rainbow.
Somebody said
email,
something
they
to
are
me.
Going to assume.
Yeah.
They stop it because I like my rainbow. I love my rainbow. I represent my rainbow everywhere I go.
You know what's funny, though? Can I say something? And this is the part that's funny. This is the part that sort of hurts my spirit the most in this situation. Although we're talking about the rainbow and what the rainbow actually stands for, the
right.
part that really hurts me in this situation is, let's say that this child is part of the LGBT community. And forgive me if I left the letter out or didn't say something. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just, but let's say
no.
she's a part of this community, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where and how are we teaching the love of Christ?
If that's
because
what
Christ loved
everybody.
Mm. Not been the choice.
He loves
everybody. It can't be that or that.
So how are we teaching and showing the love of Christ? Now, don't take me wrong. I'm not saying that I agree with the choice. The choice is a sin. I'm sorry, y'all. Somebody just got mad at me, but it is. A sin is a sin. Let me throw some other sins out there that don't nobody want to speak with. Fornication is a sin, y'all. So if you have a sex and you're not married, you sin. That's an abomination to God too. And if you marry but having sex with somebody that's not your husband or your wife, you know, commit adultery. That's called adultery, and that's a sin, and that's also an abomination against God too. I know ain't nobody out there putting your sin on blast, but I'ma just call a spade a spade. Hey, if you done killed somebody and you didn't get caught yet, and nobody know but you and God that you committed this murder, that's a sin. You might get caught soon, but that's still a sin. And guess what? Somebody, well, I ain't never did none of that. Well, if you running your mouth on people's character and you committing character assassinations on people, yeah, that's a form of murder. Yeah, that's a sin. So let's just throw some other sins out there on blast. Okay, so you don't do none of that. If you are alcoholic, that's a sin. Okay, you don't do that. If you eat too much, it's called gluttony. That's a sin. So let me just put all them sins out there on blast, because I don't want it to seem like I'm coming at one person or one group of people or one particular sin. Sin is sin in the sight of God. My question is, Jesus said, hate the sin, love the sin. When he went up and found the woman at the well, who in modern day's term we would say was the hoe, he didn't go up to her and say, hey, hoe. He went up and talked to her where she was. He loved the person and hated what she was doing and brought her where she needed to be. When he ran up against the tax collectors who were stealing from the people, he didn't go up and say, yo, thief, come here, let me holler at you. He met him where he was. He didn't say, yo, booster, come here for a second. He met him where he was and brought him to where he needed to be.
And that's what we do every night. And that's why it's important that you are where you are supposed to be at the right time, because when God shows up, he's coming for you. And right now it's like we do a thing and we make a call, because you can just really surrender yourself. You can ask him to come into your life wherever you are. You know, throw your hands up. Just, you know, give it away. Let it go. Everything that you're holding, all of the things that are keeping you, you know, from allowing yourself to be free, to really not care about what the people are saying, because you know that, like Chap just said, you're not going to fit because you know what you're doing. So if you're out there and you're knowing what you're doing and you don't really have the understanding of why things are happening the way that they're happening for you and to you, then, and you really don't have a personal relationship with Christ, then this call is really literally for you. My God. God is waiting for you, because all that has to get done won't begin until you get there. So, in that note, whoever's out there, it's simple. You just got to be honest. You got to literally just ask God to come into your life and cleanse you, like give you a new mind, renew your mind. Trust me, remember I didn't say you're going to get a new life. You're not going to wake up in the morning rich, like with a whole lot of clothes, like you're in the wrong, like you bumped your head. Not that way. God is not that way. He is definitely not that way. You might have seen it on a TV show that way, but no, but salvation is that quick. The second that you ask for it, he's right there receiving you. Because he's all been waiting for you the whole time. All of the bad stuff, all of the things that happen, all of the craziness that you don't really understand, all of the things that you be fighting that you really don't want to do, but you end up doing them anyway because they are just the right things to do. Those kinds of things, that's God. It's nothing like knowing that even when all looks lost, Chap just explained to you, he took victory over all of that. So if I got the victory, if he took the victory out of all of it, then that means that I don't really have to deal in where I'm at with it. But a lot of people don't understand the fact that you would actually have to give it up. And then for some people, they don't want to say it out loud because they would believe that they are admitting to something. And that is what I'm trying to get you to do. Admit to the man that knows. Admit to the God that already knows. He's just waiting on you to realize that he knows. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, right? Like
I like that.
I don't know. You know, Chappie on the line,
like
so
that.
She going to give you
wait
a finesse.
Minute, y'all
but...
know, and you know what? I'm going to come right here, but before I do, I want to say, listen, we have a caller on the line. Caller, we have to go into our call of salvation, but as soon as we're finished, we are going to bring you, so please hold on. And I want to piggyback. I like what she said when she said it happens just like that. You know, with salvation, it's like walking through a door. You know, when you open the door, walking through the door usually requires a step sometimes too, but just as quick as you take that step, you're out of one thing and into another. You're out of the one room into another room. You're from the house to outside or outside into a building just that quick, just like that. And sometimes you don't even realize, like, nothing changes. It doesn't look like anything changed. Everything still at first glance looks the same. But when you walk through that door of salvation, I promise you the change will soon catch up with you. Because trust and believe, the change happens just like that. You don't see it instantaneously, but in the spiritual realm, it happens just like that. It happens so fast that the angels begin to rejoice at one soul coming to salvation, coming to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. A party takes place in glory. And it's not something that's hard to do. You know, it's just about accepting. It's like she said, I like that other thing. She said it's admitting. You know, if you are an alcoholic or a drug addict, they won't even allow you to step into recovery until you are willing to admit that you are an alcoholic or a drug addict. That's your first thing. Your first step in recovery is you have to admit what you are. Your first step in salvation is admitting what you are and believing that God can change it and that he changed it through his son, Jesus Christ. And then you just repeat this prayer after me. You say, Father God, I come to you admitting that I'm a sinner, that I've sinned, that I've messed up, that I come rejoicing because you gave me your son, Jesus Christ, and I'm accepting him into my life right now. And through Jesus Christ, my mess will become a part of his message. I'm asking him to forgive me of those sins
to make me new. In Jesus' name, amen. And for those out there that said that prayer, the last thing you do is you just tell somebody. He said, if you believe in your heart and confess out your mouth. So you got to tell somebody. You have to say that I've accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Now, understand, I'm not talking about waiting until Sunday morning, Bible study, Sabbath service, prayer, worship. That's all about a church membership. And although we encourage you to find a church membership, I'm not talking about a membership. I'm talking about a relationship. Because according to God's word, as soon as you confess it out of your mouth, you are saved. And we welcome you to the kingdom of God. Now, as I said, we encourage you to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But if you cannot, it's okay. That's why God has Purpose Kingdom Network here. Please join us tomorrow evening for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. We'll be broadcasting at 9 p.m. with One Touch Transformation, and Minister Arsenius Jackson is the host. Again, 9 p.m. with One Touch Transformation and Minister Arsenius Jackson, right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, and to pray for you. Also, if you are listening by phone, you will be getting cut off. If you're listening by internet via the live stream, you will be getting cut off exactly at 10 o'clock. So if you would like to continue to listen to the remainder of this show live, you can call in to either 319-57. Now all of a sudden the numbers are going to get jumbled on me, y'all. You can call in to 319-527-6091. Again, 319-527-6091. Or you can call into 323-870-4174. We thank you for listening in. If you cannot call, then you can always call, log back into Blog Talk Radio and listen to the remainder of the show via archive. We also encourage you to join us on Anchor FM for our morning walk in God's Word. You can get that link on any of our social media networks where we take read one chapter of God's Word in the morning to start our day so that God can lead us through our day. And we encourage you to join us again at Anchor FM for a morning walk in God's Word. Know that we love you with the love of Christ. Thank you for listening in. And we do have a caller, lady. So, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Praise the Lord, caller.
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
Listen,
I'm bringing
Toy. Hello.
Hey, Sister Melissa. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Toy?
I'm blessed.
It was just a pleasure listening. It was a pleasure listening in. I didn't hear about the young girl getting suspended from school, but I want to speak about it because rainbows. Rainbows mean something to me in my life. I remember I was practicing Islam at the time. And God spoke to me to say something to this young lady. And I said what I had to say to her. And she asked me, how did I know that? And I told her I didn't know. I said, ask God. But he told me to tell you that you will see a rainbow in 3 days. That lady came and found me and shared with me what I told her would happen. And she took a picture of the rainbow to show me that she'd seen that rainbow. Because I told her no one else would see it. And she was in a car with her girlfriend. This is what she said to me, and told her girlfriend that what I had said to her, and that she would know that this is what God means, and you would see a rainbow. But her girlfriend couldn't see the rainbow, and she took a picture of that rainbow. So when you were talking about how when God flooded and took the earth away, that he would never destroy by water again, and it would be his covenant, and, you know, through the rainbow of the sky. So this school that is supposed to be a Christian school to teach children up the love of God, the love of Christ, and how can you expect a fellow child without any investigations? Mm-hmm. But if anything, they should applaud the young girl for representing the covenant and the gift of God when he gave to mankind. So, like, rainbow really means something to me. And I was just, you know, it's always a pleasure to listen in. I just started listening in. I'm so excited because I got an opportunity to meet Toy personally, you know. And it's just awesome. I've been listening in since she gave me the number. And it's awesome. And I'm glad that I called in tonight because that is a shame. And it doesn't even, like, when it gets down to the color or racism, you know, that's sad because I don't even know the color of a young girl. But per se, if she had been a young girl of color, you know, or a young girl of Caucasian, had she got suspended? You know, so it's like you have to look at things just more than just about the rainbow as well. So, you know, I would reach out to them and tell them that there's something that God wants to bless you with behind this. Because at the end of the day, you just don't do people like this. And it's not about, want the money or I'm going to get the money. You don't know how God is going to bless you. He does things for a reason. He does things for a reason. Anything he does has a purpose behind it. You know, so I'm just thankful that, you know, I'm part of the kingdom of God. And, you know, I'm his adopted child through Christ Jesus' blood. You know, and it's just sad. It's just sad what they do today and uses the name of you're labeling yourself as a Christian school, but are you believing in Christian truth? Because anyone that believes in God would accept that and be, know, and have been so rejoicing of the rainbow because what it represents and what God represented it for.
Right, exactly. Yep. You're supposed to embrace the rainbow. But now, because
no matter what mankind,
they don't want to
no matter what mankind is doing with the rainbow or what they're saying about the rainbow, you can't take nothing from God and you can't change it. You can't change it. You can do what you want to do down here on earth. You can say what you want to say down here on earth. But at the end of the day, that was a covenant by God, the creator of the whole universe. So you can't take from it or add to it. So the school, they need to go back to school themselves.
I like that. I like that. She said the school needs to go back to school themselves. They really do. And I think we're going to take them back. It's going to be the PKN University because
I hope they're listening in. I hope someone that belongs to that school is listening in and be able to go and God be able to use them to be a voice thief. And allow them to, like, rectify their wrong.
Are going to rectify it. And guess what else going to be at? God's word going to be heard because they put it on the news like they was going to shun the girl. And we trying to figure out, well, why would you do that? You just made yourself look silly because you just dropped the ball. God just put the pass in your hand and you fumbled.
Yeah,
so now
we
got to pick the ball up and we going to finish this game. Because we don't take God right where he needs to be. Because they need to know about that rainbow.
They need to know about it.
Because I'm tired of it. Y'all know we got to take it back.
I love them. They mean so much to me in my life. They mean so much to me in my life. I love to see a rainbow. I love rainbow colors. You know, I'm a person of color. But, you know, it's just sad. But I'm so grateful that I had an opportunity to be able to be a part of PKN, you know. And I'm... I just love Toy. I love her to death, you know, and I just felt it's like I've known her all my life, you know.
Right.
And,
we've been talking
about
each
other.
You got to love her to life.
Love her for life.
Melissa, I want to thank you for listening in and for pushing one and calling in. Thank you so much. I want to share with y'all real quick. You know how every now and then you meet an angel, and at first glance you might not even realize that the person you meet is an angel, but then you sit back and watch and you be like, wow, this is a whole angel right here. I'm not going to say where she at, because that's not my testimony to give, but I promise y'all I'm going to have her come one day and give her testimony. But she's somewhere where she's supposed to be recuperating and healing, and she's just walking, going around being a blessing to everybody else. Just blessing folk and looking out for folk and just a blessing.
Absolutely.
You know, just being the angel
of
God. I thank and praise God for her.
Thank you, Lord God.
You know, we pray that God will just open up the windows of heaven and pour out her thousandfold everything that she pours out. Because when I tell y'all, I see, like I'm not, this not nothing I'm making up. I see her going and taking care of people. That ain't her responsibility to take care of. Speaking up for people that don't have the ability to speak up for themselves. I bless God for that woman of God right there, y'all.
Thank you, Lord God.
Rob, do we have any other callers on the line? If not, we are going to go ahead because we are looking at the time. And Adrian, I heard you say something about taking it back. For me, I'm at taking back. I'm not even going to say the rainbow. I want to take back God's word. Like, can we go back to God's word being God's word?
Amen.
God's word meaning what God's word means. Can we stop sugarcoating God's word? Like, can sin just be sin again? Can love just be love again? Can righteousness just be righteousness again and unrighteousness just unrighteousness? Can we stop trying to blur the line between salvation and worldliness and holy and unholiness? It's not supposed to look the same, y'all. Something is supposed to look different. It's not the way you dress. It's the way you act. It's the aura you give off, the energy you give off. I'm supposed to be walking down the street and see you at the other corner and see the light of God, even if it's just a little flicker, and say, oh, she's saved, he's saved. And you're supposed to be able to look at me and say, oh, he's saved, she's saved. We're supposed to be able to address each other, even if it's just by a nod when we pass each other, brother in Christ, sister in Christ. Keep it, stay on the wall, sister. Stay on the wall, brother. Whatever. So that would be my take it back. I just want God's word to be God's word.
Deliver and use. Amen. And I take back exactly what you, Pastor. My take back is bringing back the word of God and its truth.
Yeah. Because guess what? Amen. If we take God's word back and make it go back to truth, guess what else we get back? The rainbow.
Everything. Everything. Everything that the devil stole, God's giving it back to me. Everything that the devil stole, God's giving it back to me. I'm sorry. You know, I don't know where that song comes from, but I'm going to learn that in the middle.
I'm going to find that song. I'm going to find that song, y'all. We're going to find that song. I promise y'all.
Because I remember.
In 2 weeks,
I know
when
little
we come
pieces
back,
of it.
We're going to play everything.
Amen.
Yeah, because
I just remember. Can't have my peace.
Can't have my joy.
And they just go back that bridge. Everything that the devil stole, God's giving it back.
God's giving it back to me.
Yeah.
Hey.
Y'all, we bless God. Thank y'all, everybody. Do y'all have any closing comments? Because we out of here, y'all.
Everything that the devil stole, God's giving it back
to me.
Everything that the God was. Wait a minute. Jesus. But.
Jesus loves.
He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. He set me free. I will not lose. Devil wanna see me down. I will not lose. He saved me.